Highbridge Audio presents To Hell With All That, Loving and Loathing Our Inner Housewife, written by Caitlin Flanagan and read by Julia Fletcher. A new feeling of love for my children and the father of my children laid the foundation of a new life and a quite different happiness. And that life and happiness have lasted to the present time. Leo Tolstoy, Family Happiness. Preface. Few things in life are as terrible as closing up the house of one's parents after they have died. There is the simultaneous urge to save everything and to jettison it all. Freud wrote that the mourner is not to be rushed, that she must be allowed to accomplish her work piecemeal. She may relinquish her emotional attachment to the loved one's favorite chair one day, but to his winter coat not for several months or even years. Nothing in the house is to be disturbed until she is ready. But when my sister and I let ourselves into our parents' house a year after my mother died, and just 3 weeks after my father lay down on a guest room bed and quietly followed suit, we were not in the business of beginning a years-long breakup with our parents' possessions, charged though they were with associations and even signs of recent use. The book face down on the bedside table, the sheet of paper rolled into the typewriter. We lived in distant cities. We were wives and householders with children in school and husbands who relied on us. We arrived armed with the totems of cool-headed efficiency. Colored stickers, red for the things that would be shipped to her house in Santa Barbara, yellow for mine in Los Angeles, blue for Goodwill, pads of lined paper for composing our separate lists, and hefty bags for the trash. We had 3 days to do the job. A hotel room in town.